I know that schools are closed for illness. Is it the flu?
Well, it's a mixture. We have some that we have some students we've sent home with flu-like symptoms. Of course, we don't get the final diagnosis, but we've sent students home with flu-like symptoms. And then we also have a stomach virus of sorts where students are getting head colds, headaches, which seems flu-like, but are just having some stomach issues, even some diarrhea and things like that, too.
What was attendance like?
Overall, in the district itself, we were getting down to around 86, 87% in that area. But I did have one school. I have a school that's a preschool, kindergarten, first grade, has all little kids, of course, and they had dropped below 60% just in that one school, 58, 59%. And with little kids, you know, it's hard. Their interactions, you know, they want to be together. They're going to hug on each other, even if they're sick. So that was difficult. Last week we were probably around in that school alone. We were probably in the mid 80s. And then Monday it was a lot lower. And then yesterday, by the end, we started off the day in the 60s. But by the end of the day, we had dropped below 60%. So with that school and the entire district as a whole, it was around 86, 87 and dropping. We were sending people home with illnesses from our school nurses. It was just the best move. And also, we had some scheduled PDs scheduled for the end of the week. So we already had some days that we were going to be off anyway. So we called off for today. So today was not an NTI day, which is our non-traditional instruction day. It was just a day off. But now our teachers still have PD tomorrow and Friday. You know, those will be days that we won't have to make up. Those just move around in the calendar.
So I know that you're obviously trying to keep kids healthy and prevent them from getting ill, but are you also concerned at all? I mean, I know you said that it's not an NTI day or anything, but are you concerned about funding? And especially as, you know, we're moving into kind of when winter weather starts to really hit, are you concerned at all about that?
Well, as far as when it comes to, you know, student safety versus funding, funding is by far secondary. I mean, of course, you get to a certain percentage, you get into that low 80s, you do lose some money. But when it comes to one building and you're almost at one out of every two students absent, it doesn't matter what the funding is. You want to make sure those students are safe. So we did cancel school for that. And then when it gets into the weather issues, of course, we're always worried about that, but no matter what, student safety and health is going to be our first concern. So even if it means tacking on days at the end or moving things around in our calendar, we'll do that. We'll do our best. And again, it's a tough decision. At what point do you call off school? At what point do you do that? We start looking, really monitoring we monitor our attendance every day. But when we start getting in the district into the upper 80s, we start looking at reasons. You know, maybe trying to find out, getting reports from our school nurses, and those type of issues. But again, as far as tacking on days, as far as funding, those issues are secondary, tertiary to student health and student safety. So we want to make sure we get that right.
Will this be the kind of situation where there's any kind of extra sanitizing going on at the schools?
Yes, ma'am. We've actually, at all of our buildings, we're going through adding on to our normal sanitizing routine. We've actually consulted with a company that does products for sanitizing, and we're going to sanitize Louisa West at least three different times over the next 3 days with different recommended cleaning products, sanitation products from this company. And we use this company on a daily basis, but they have different products that they recommend too that we'll use. So we're looking at a different group coming in. Including those that already work at Louisa West, to do a sanitation today, another one tomorrow, and another one on Friday.
And with the holiday on Monday, students will be returning on Tuesday. Are you confident,
yes, ma'am,
then that will be enough time for everybody to get well?
Well, time will tell. I mean, 6 days is a long time frame, so we hope it does work out with that. So you never can tell, but usually 6 days will help. You know, we've done things like this in the past where we've called off 4 or 5 days consecutively, and that usually gives us a little bit of a boost when we come back. you know, we haven't had a hard freeze this winter. It hasn't been that cold, so we really don't know how long flu season and things like that will last. But we hope that 6 days will help.